standupgirl.com make sure that they are available to any girl who finds herself in a crisis pregnancy. And it's through the help and support of Stand Up Girl Foundation that they are able to keep this website going, where thousands of women are finding it every single month. It is our opportunity to support them in their mission with a very special concert coming up. And joining me today to invite you to see Mark Schultz, it is our good friend, Dawn Marie Perez. Good morning, Dawn Marie. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me again, Brenda. I love coming up to see you.
So as we were preparing for today's interview, you said you have been the executive director of this ministry for 15 years.
Yes.
That's an incredible amount of time. Just from where you started with Stand Up Girl to where you have come now, I mean, what are some of the amazing things that you're doing now that you thought were never possible?
Well, I started as a volunteer, so I was on the website answering letters as girls were writing in. And so evolving from that to where we are today, just with technology changing, girls can text message us, they can call us, they can email 24/7, and we have someone available to talk to them. We have a 24/7 availability to a nurse now. So if a girl comes on the phone and she is looking for medical advice, we're able to connect her with a registered nurse, versus in the past, we've had to say, look, we're not medical professionals, but this is what we would recommend, you talk to a medical professional. Now we have one available for them. We can make appointments for them over the phone at a local pregnancy resource center, where they're able to get the life-affirming information and options that are there. And so I think for us, as technology changes, we have to keep changing. You know, how do we make ourselves evident on Google and on Bing and on search? How are we out there on YouTube and Facebook and social media? And so the job keeps changing because the world is changing, but pregnancy is always going to be there. So We know we have a constant. Now we have to keep changing what we're doing to be able to stay where our girls are at, whether it's social media, you know, text messaging, whatever it is. So we're constantly trying to watch what's going on in the world and look how people are communicating and stay in the now with how everyone's communicating.
Dawn Marie, you say looking at the world where it is and how people are communicating, the reach that Stand Up Girl has is literally that. It is international around the world. How far away, or is there really not too many areas where Stand Up Girl can't be found?
Well, you know, it's interesting because you can go to what someone would classify a third world country. And what is something that everybody has there? They have a cell phone. They might not have a roof over their head, but they all have cell phones. So as long as they're able to connect to the internet, they're able to reach Stand Up Girl. And that's the amazing thing. We can have a young girl from Congo. We can have someone from Nigeria. We've had girls from Brazil and Canada and the U.S., wherever it is in the world, if they're in that moment where they need help, the beauty of Stand Up Girl is we're there for them wherever they are.
And through Stand Up Girl, Dawn Marie, they are also being able to connect with local resources in their community to find that additional service?
Yes. So our goal in making that communication is once the girls reach out to us, we want to get them connected face-to-face with somebody local in their area. Sometimes it's hard. Local might mean 200 miles away, especially with some of our girls in Africa. The pregnancy centers aren't necessarily a brick-and-mortar pregnancy center. It could be a room in a church, or someone's set up their house to be able to help these girls. And so what we do is we tap into Heartbeat International's list of affiliates, and that's over 3,300 around the world right now. And then we help these young women get connected with somebody local to help them through their crisis.
Dawn Marie, how many women now are you reaching every single month on standupgirl.com?
It's kind of crazy because we say these numbers and people are like, that can't possibly be. We are right now having over 500,000 people interact with our website in a month. But we just finished it. It actually started 2 years ago. We had a study done by George Fox University and the Economics Department, and they went in and looked at all of our numbers of all of our visitors, the abortion rates in the United States, and they were able to come to a very solid conclusion that since Stand Up Girl has been in inception, we have most likely saved over 3 million babies. Now, we don't usually say how many babies we save because we don't have a documentation of someone coming back and saying, you saved my baby. But they were able to base the number of abortions that have happened, how much the numbers have gone down based on how our visitors and our traffic have gone up. And that document is actually out to be published and actually become a published doc that we can put in the National Archives. Yay! But it's showing that Stand Up Girl has, for every between $11 and $20, depending on what year has been, we have been able to be instrumental in saving the life. And somebody's having a birthday today because Stand Up Girl's been out there. And that's just amazing.
I love that thought that there is there are multiple babies who are celebrating birthdays being born today because Stand Up Girl was there for their mother at a time when she needed them. Dawn Marie Perez is the executive director. There is a very special opportunity that the entire community is invited to help support them in their many needs to keep this vital resource going, Stand Up Girl. You have a concert. Mark Schultz is coming up May 15th. Tell our listeners a little bit about this event.
You know, Mark is such a big personality in so many ways. He's a wonderful singer, songwriter, and musician, but he's also an amazing storyteller. He has his own story. He was adopted. His mom was in a position where she was in a crisis pregnancy. She wasn't sure what to do. She ended up putting Mark up for adoption. And then as Mark grew and he tells his stories of the different people in his life. So he says, I feel like I was adopted three times. He has three different major incidences in his life where someone took them under their wings and helped guide him. And now he is a father of four. They have two boys and then they have adopted two girls. Their one little girl is from China and their other daughter came from the exact same pregnancy center that Mark was adopted out of. And so Mark was able to go into the building, into the same room where he was an infant in a crib, and they were able to pick up their daughter. And so his story is just so wonderful, how he shares that adoption is really a love choice. And that goes along with our other website, Love's Choice. And he's so down to earth and so easy just to listen to. And so this is the third time that Mark has done a concert for us to help raise money for Stand Up Girl. We had a concert in Portland and we had one in Newburgh in the past years. And his storytelling and singing just really hits to the heart of really what Stand Up Girl is about. And that's why we love having him. And he says, I'll be there. Don't you worry about it. And so we're just really excited to have him come to Oregon for the third time.
I think that's great. And I think we as a community, along with Mark, should say, I will be there again. That event coming up May 15th, the Manor House Church in Eugene. Doors open at 6:15. It is a wonderful way to support StandUpGirl.com and Foundation. You've got another local act, too, that will be there to entertain guests and also open for Mark. Tell us about Jonathan and Emmy Perkins.
So Emmy and Jonathan are a young couple from Salem, and Emmy's sister actually would come to the Santa Girl office and watch my daughter Rachel when she was a newborn. And Emmy started writing songs and playing music, and she wrote a song for Stand Up Girl, and it's called Stand Up. And the last concerts and several of our galas, Emmy and Jonathan have come to entertain people during the reception, and then they're going to open for Mark, and he loves them. They're both homeschoolers, and he says, I was homeschooled, and he just embraces them like they're, you know, the stars from Nashville out on the stage. And I just really appreciate their heart because they have a heart for the unborn, and they have their own story that they're walking, and they just like to share what God has done in their life as they're walking along as a young couple. And it's just amazing that they're like, we'll be there. Don't you worry. We're excited. And so it's going to be great to have them come back again and open for Mark.
Oh, fantastic. Well, again, the entire community is invited to this special event for StandUpGirl.com Foundation on a May 15th. Dawn Marie, where can people get tickets? Or maybe they can't attend that event. Is there a place where they can go to help offer support in other ways?
Yes, if you go to StandUpGirlFoundation.org, that is our foundation site. You'll find any information about our events. We also have another event coming up in October at the Oregon Golf Club. And Matt Hammett, he was the lead singer from Sanctus Real. He is coming to be our keynote speaker. He also has a great story about adoptions and families. So he'll be our speaker at that event. But everything that we do that pertains to supporters and donors, you can find on standupgirlfoundation.org. Our client site for the girls that are in need is standupgirl.com.
All right, perfect. Dawn Marie Perez joining us today. The whole community, we get to support standupgirl.com through the foundation and that event coming up May 15th. Dawn Marie, always such a great morning when you join us. Thanks so much for all that you do for the website and foundation, and thanks for being with us today.
Oh, thank you, and I'm so thankful for you guys supporting us and getting the news out. Look forward to seeing everyone at the concert.
All right. Again, it's coming up May 15th. I will be sure to include a link that'll get you right to the webpage that will allow you to buy tickets. You'll find that link on the podcast of today's interview, materdeiradio.com and the Hail Mary Media app.